KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, two people were arrested Wednesday afternoon on numerous varied charges in Corning. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a search warrant was executed at 500 Grove Avenue in Corning a little after 12 p.m. Taken into custody was Sean Stauffer and Misty Cross. Stauffer was being held in the Adams County Jail on $41,000 bond on felony charges that include failure to comply with the sex offender registry, second offense, possession with the intent to deliver, and child endangerment. Additional charges include possession of drug paraphernalia and what was called House of Ill Fame, which is otherwise known as a House of Ill Repute. Cross faces two felony charges, possession with the intent to deliver and child endangerment. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on $36,000 bond as well for possession of drug paraphernalia and House of Ill Fame. Police in Red Oak Wednesday arrested 57-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. But before he could be transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, though, Anderson allegedly resisted officers' attempts to take him into custody. His actions resulted in additional charges of interference with official acts, assault on a peace officer, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. His bond was set at $1,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic man was arrested on a warrant for two counts of serious injury by vehicle, had turned himself in. 20-year-old Jacob Dale Johnson was taken into custody at around 11 a.m. Tuesday. The charges were the result of a September 15, 2016 accident in Pott County that resulted in critical injuries to Johnson and his passengers, Adam Bolton and Dakota Schwarty, both of whom were 20 at the time and from Atlantic. Authorities had said a 2004 Dodge Ram pickup driven by Johnson was traveling northbound on 510th Street when Johnson failed to negotiate the curb at Sumac Road. That happened at around 12:20 a.m. on September 15th. The pickup traveled into the ditch and struck an embankment. Adam Bolton was ejected from the vehicle during the crash. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said afterward that alcohol was believed to have been a factor in that crash. Two Oakland men were arrested Tuesday on active warrants. 18-year-old Tristan Michael Herrera and 18-year-old Shane Elam Rouse II were arrested on warrants for theft in the fifth degree. And a Council Bluffs woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon for harassment by communication. 18-year-old Mason Hunter Anderson allegedly harassed a 16-year-old female via social media. The postings were said to have threatened, intimidated, and alarmed the victim. Anderson and a 16-year-old are both students at the Underwood High School. Authorities say Anderson was released at the scene and cited into court. A hit-and-run accident in Red Oak has authorities looking for the driver of a red semi hauling a white cargo trailer. Red Oak police say the owner of a 2006 Ford F-150 pickup reported Tuesday morning. The pickup was struck by an unknown truck, our driver, and the vehicle video surveillance showed that around 10:45 a.m., the semi turned north in the 200 block of West Oak Street into the United Farmers Mercantile Cooperative parking lot, where it struck the pickup, causing $2,500 damage. The semi then backed away and continued through the parking lot before turning east onto the 200 block of West Oak Street and then pulling into the Plaza parking lot in the 1500 block of North Broadway. Anyone with information about the truck or its driver is asked to contact Red Oak Police. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Sac County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in locating a man who is wanted by authorities on three counts of child endangerment and drug-related charges. 43-year-old Steve Ray Campbell is wanted in connection with the March 7th search warrant served at Campbell's house in Otebolt. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to call their local law enforcement agency or the Sac County Sheriff's Office. A picture of Campbell is available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Authorities say manhole covers were sent flying by explosions resulting from an underground electrical fire in Sioux City. Firefighters were sent to the scene at around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday. Assistant Fire Chief Dan Kugel says the fire stemmed from a system failure and that a pressure buildup caused the explosions. There were no injuries reported. The fire knocked out power to several downtown blocks in Sioux City. In the funeral announcements, Charles Sandhorst, age 96, of Atlantic, died March the 19th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Charles Sandhorst will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. John Yarger, age 95, of Messina, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for John Yarger will be today at 10:30 at Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Earl Bodler, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Earl Bodler will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. The Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle, actually that's a Friday at 10:30, and the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle, has the arrangements. Frank J. Smith, age 92, of Brayton, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Frank Smith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Ingrid Hemmingson, age 76, of Atlantic, died February 18th in San Diego. Memorial services for Ingrid Hemmingson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lyle Larson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Funeral services for Lyle Larson will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Craig Wheeler, age 66, of Exira, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Craig Wheeler will be Saturday at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Ruth Ridge, age 100, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Ruth Ridge will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ralph Riggs, age 87, of Atlantic, died March 11th. Funeral services for Ralph Riggs will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Anthony Antman Jessen, age 23, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Anthony Jessen will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Richard Dick Cook, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life for Dick Cook will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.